I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 799, One Day to Live. There have been tons of movies and songs given to us that all center around the theme of dying. Songs like Skin, or Live Like You Are Dying, or Honey, or I Want to Finish Well. And those are just a few of the songs I have on my playlist on Spotify. That's just getting started. I'm sure you could name your own songs and movies that center around the theme of death and dying. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. To do that, to have Jesus live a life of love through us, we've got to realize how precious every single day is as a gift from His hand. So the exercise of asking yourself, what would I do if I had one day to live, is a good one, because it causes us to bring to light what we really value, the things or people or activities that honestly, truly are the most important to us. In a 2018 survey, people were asked about end of life and how they'd want to spend their last day, and many people had consistent themes. So the consistent themes revolved around three things. Food, number one. Apparently, our Last Supper does matter. People, number two, they wanted loved ones surrounding them. And warmth, number three. Warmth includes sharing love and laughter and peace, that sort of thing. Now, there were a few random answers that included seeing someone or something one more time, even having sex, or one person said that she would patch up a rift with a sibling that they used to be so close. And then she said, "What am I waiting for?" Man, that's a good question. In the song Live Like You Were Dying, that person went skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, began to love deeper, speak sweeter, gave forgiveness that he'd been denying, became the husband he wasn't, read the good book, and took a good long hard look, and so on. Well, those are good things too. But here's another question. Jesus knew he had one day left to live. What did he do with it? Well, we have that story in the Gospels. Jesus had dinner with his closest friends. We call it the Last Supper. He expressed words of concern and love and hope, and he washed feet. There are a lot of ways that Jesus could have spent his last day. He could have tried to have another Sermon on the Mount moment. He could have tried to convince people how great he is. He could have went out and did something on his bucket list, gone to a town he'd never gone to before, visit something or someone. Instead, Jesus had dinner with his closest friends. He expressed words of concern, love, and hope, and he washed feet. And he didn't just wash feet. He washed not just the feet of his greatest admirers, but he washed the feet of Peter, who would deny him, and he washed the feet of Judas, who would betray him. And then he told us to do the same. He said, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you." Well, there you go. We have our marching orders. We are to be a community of foot washers, of servants, to our very last day. Here's the great question. If you knew you had one day to live, how would you spend it? Let's pray. God, you are the giver of this day, and it's the only one we have or really ever will have. We can't have yesterday, it's gone, and we can't have tomorrow, it's not here yet. We only always have today. And this will be the last day for many, many people on planet Earth. They just don't know it yet. And in fact, that may be true of some of us. So, as you are with us and in us, would you T2G through us? Help us to love you and others in meaningful ways. Jesus, make us like you. Help us to dine with those that we love. Help us to talk about things that are good and true, even hard and necessary, but always with hope, hope that is real, not made up. And on this day, whether it's our last day or just one of thousands more, may we give it to you, asking you to live and love through us in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 800. And in the meantime, do you have any feet that need to be washed? T2G happens in the small acts of loving service, not the big grandstand moments. All of us will have many opportunities to live and love like Jesus. Because the truth is, are you ready? We all only always have one day to live.